Joining us here today, Pat Sullivan, District Administrator of the Medford Area Public Schools. Monday night, the regular Board of Education meeting. Pat, tell us our results.
Go ahead. Yeah, the first item on the agenda was to recognize the Taylor County Educator of the Month. And this month, we selected Kirsten Jolivet, and she is an RVA elementary education teacher. She's been with the RVA for 8 years and just does a great job connecting with kids. And again, you know, with the RVA, these kids are learning from home, and it really does take, as we found out in the public school system, it takes a special talent to be able to be effective with kids in virtual learning. And Kirsten has set the bar high, and this was a well-deserved honor for her. So one of the things we looked at, you know, on the minds of just about everyone, right, all across the state, school districts, school boards are wrestling with this, and it's just back-to-school protocols. It's it really comes down to, you know, masking, quarantines, and all of that. So the school board had a very good discussion, looking at all possibilities. There was input there from community members at the beginning of the meeting. So in the end, what the school board did pass as a resolution is that if any school building, so we have the Stetsonville Elementary, the Medford Elementary, the Medford Middle School, and the Medford High School, if any one of those buildings' student populations receive or get to 3% positive cases. That's just student population, and it's just positive cases, not quarantined kids. So, for instance, at Mays, we have 589 students in that building. If we ever see 18 students be diagnosed positive for COVID in the elementary school, we would immediately go to mask being required for staff and students. And we would keep it at Mays and only Mays. It would not affect the other buildings. We would keep it at Mays until the next school board meeting. Now, that could be a day away. It could be 3 weeks away, 2 weeks away. We don't know when it could happen. But at the next school board meeting, the board would then decide if they are going to continue it or not in that building. So it'd be building-specific, 3% of the student population. We talked about the FEMA grant dome just a little bit. I just updated the board that we are continuing to work with the grant writer that we hired to finish the application. It's a very lengthy application, and again, we are just still in the process of doing that. It is not due until January, so we won't have any problem getting it done and submitted on time, but that's where we are with that project.
District Administrator Pat Sullivan for the Medford Area Public School District with a report on the action items from Monday, August 23rd's monthly school board meeting.